to the Paranormal Podcast with your host, Ginger.
Hello, everybody.
Hello. What up?
Not me.
Yeah?
I'm running on fumes and caffeine right now, but, you know.
I'm drinking a Sprite. I have not had a Sprite in so long.
That is my life. No, I'm taking this new supplement, Joe.
Oh.
Because I'm starting to change my lifestyle and be more healthy.
There you are, yeah.
And it's called Super Youth. And it's supposed to have collagen in it and make you all better.
So I'm
and skinnier.
Going to come over here one day and you're going to look 12.
Never happen.
Super Youth.
Never happened.
So I'm looking at a sticker that we have here. It says, this vehicle stops at all cemeteries.
Have you stopped at any cemeteries lately?
No.
Why not?
I need to get over and clean off the grave sites, but I just haven't had time.
Well, we have to deal with the living and not the ones yeah. of the past right now. What's new, Joe? What's exciting? What's going on?
I don't know. I understand you talked to a friend of ours about his new book.
Well, just chatted on Facebook.
Oh,
no,
Facebook.
Twitter or Facebook?
Oh, really?
It might have been Facebook.
I don't now, do Twitter. I need to do Twitter.
Yeah. Twitter, the thing about Twitter is there's a lot of trolls on there and they can hide behind, whereas Facebook is a little bit more visible.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Trolls are everywhere.
They're everywhere, right, people? All right. No, I was just, I told Nick Redfern, who's a very famous author, and you guys probably know him if you watched Ancient Aliens or been to a convention. He has 817,000 books that he's written. And he's got a new one out.
He has a new one out, and I still have not even started on the Black Eyed Children yet.
I know, and the Black Diaries. I have that one I'm trying to get through, and, you know, like...
Was that like 7 books ago or something?
You know, it's crazy, because, like, I start reading and I fall asleep.
Yeah.
And it's really, really hard, because, you know, there's so much good information out there, and it's just tough to like try to get fit reading in with, you know, the 817,000 things that I'm doing right now, and Joe too. You know, we got a few things on our plate.
I found out that Linda Gottfried has a new book out. Her new book is called I Know What I Saw.
Yeah, I'm excited.
And
to
I listened
it.
To Mysterious Universe's take on the book, and it's you know, they're just nuts.
We love them.
It's so funny because there's some really interesting stories in that book, and I'm going to get it and read it, and then we're going to get her on the show, and we're going to talk about it.
She sat next to us at Michigan Paracon.
Yeah, she's going to be back here this year. So.
Oh, that's exciting.
Hopefully I'll have the book read by
then.
We're
going to have so much fun at Michigan Paracon this year. It's crazy that we know everybody, and we're going to have a big old party.
Party! So if you are listening to this right now, make your plans to meet us in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. Go up online and see what the date is, because I don't remember.
August 22nd through the 24th. See, I'm Joe's secretary. I keep all the details happening, right?
Easiest way to get there is get on I-75, go north until you almost hit Canada, turn right, and you're there.
Well, don't forget, you got to go over a giant bridge, the Mighty Mac, which I will be going over. Joe will drive and I will keep my eyes closed the entire time. So whoever's on the other side of the bridge or in Sault Ste. Marie better have a drink waiting for me, a very stiff drink, because I'm going to need it.
Speaking about the Toledo twerker.
Oh, just saw her. I've been seeing her
all
the time.
I've not seen her yet.
Without fancy dancing. It reminds me of Biggie Shorty.
Yeah.
My girl can't be standing on the corner looking fancy, dancing without you thinking she's a hoe, or whatever the quote is. Okay, like if you guys haven't ever seen the movie Pootie Tang, you have to rent it. It's the funniest movie. Bar, har, 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 har. Okay, so anyway, speaking of not funny subjects.
We were on the road once again a few weeks ago, and we met some very lovely ladies.
We did. And, you know, we've seen them at conventions before, but we never got to talk. And just interesting, you know, we love to interview interesting people. So we have Pat O'Keefe and Jennifer Prophet, and they're both readers.
Mm-hmm.
I know Pat is retired and she is doing this full time. You know, she's a medium and a psychic and does readings and really helps people understand you know, if they want to talk to the loved ones or find out some interesting things. With her is her friend Jennifer Prophet, who is a palmist. So she reads palms. And they had some super interesting stories to tell us. Like these stories, like haunted stories and interesting. I was like, oh my God, we could have sat there for hours, right? And listened.
Yeah, but they were kicking us out because we were at the end of the convention.
Yeah.
But... and there was a buffet waiting for us.
That's always in our future, right? Chinese buffet. We can't turn it down. Never mind. I was going to say, if there's one in Michigan Paracon, we better go.
No, because you want to go to that Mexican restaurant.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I'll make it quick because I know you guys want to hear this interview. But there's a place there called the Saloon or something like that. And it's Mexican and kind of like bar food type place. They have one of the best things I've ever ate in my life there. And I probably talked about it on the show before.
Probably last time we were up there.
But we have to remember the good food and those great defining meals that we've had in our lifetimes. But it was called Firecrackers. And basically they were like an egg roll, but it had like Mexican spicy meat type thing in it. Sorry if you guys are vegetarians or vegans, but it was so good. It was just the nummiest thing. I was like, nom, 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 nom. And then, you know, like there's probably like five meals that I've had that I've never forgotten. Yeah. That was one of them. But it's a yearly tradition now.
Yes. So if you're out there and you drive the 600 miles to Sault Ste. Marie to say hi to me and Jen.
Yes.
But, you know, like we said before, people have asked us, well, who's there?
Who isn't there?
Imagine every single TV show you have ever seen about ghosts. Yes, they're there.
except for Ghost Ventures, right?
Well, some of them might be there.
I don't know.
You know, I mean, every year there's somebody different.
Well, that's true.
Josh showed up last year, Josh Gage.
Yeah, Josh Gage, Amy Allen. I know the Ghost Brothers are going to be there, so we're looking forward to them. We'll talk to you a little bit after this
interview. Yeah, let's get to the interview.
Because we got some things we want to share with our listeners.
Oh, we do.
We do.
I didn't write anything down.
That's all right.
All right, so let's get to the interview, and we will see you afterwards.
And with us today, we have the incredible, the wonderful, the beautiful Pat O'Keefe and Jennifer Prophet. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Oh, with an introduction like that, we'll never leave.
Yeah, please stay forever. We need content.
Well, they said the expressway's closed, so we're stuck here, too.
We're stuck. No, but welcome to the show, ladies. It's incredible that you're here. And we've seen at various conventions. I know, Pat, I've seen you at other conventions around the... I would say tri-state area, but we travel all over, don't we?
We do. Yeah. The entire East Coast, and I'm trying to get further out. We are towards the Midwest, too.
Oh, great.
Awesome.
So we'll start with you, Pat. You know, you are a psychic medium, and you've had this gift since you were born. You believe that it was passed down from generation to generation, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about what your abilities are and how that you develop them.
All right. You know, as they're doing studies into psychic ability, one of the markers that they're looking at is the bloodline. And, you know, they're finding that this does tend to run in families, mm-hmm. and mine was one of them. So when I was born into a family that understood that there was more than just what met our five senses. And so as I developed, it was actually encouraged, especially by my grandmother. And, you know, I haven't done any particular system or path. In fact, by my spirit guide, I was told many years ago, do not look at others, that I had my own path to follow. And my estimation of that contact was that I was just to follow what was given to me. So that's what I do.
Yeah.
And so that is my story in a nutshell.
And Jennifer, when did you first realize that you had these abilities? Has it been since you were born? Did you notice them as a young child?
Well, as a young child, I was, I would see things that nobody else could see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know that I was picking up like future things until I got older. I guess I was in my 20s when a lady took me under her wing and taught me to read tea leaves.
Okay.
And coffee grounds.
Interesting. So you started with that. What is exactly is your ability? Are you clairvoyant, clairpsychic, medium?
I'm not a psychic medium. Okay. I'm clairvoyant and psychic.
Okay, so. Perfect. Oh, great. And what's the best thing about having these abilities? I mean, what do you
helping
enjoy?
Helping people.
Helping people, yeah.
That's the best. You get the best feeling from helping somebody.
And what surprises you most? Has there ever been like a feeling or a reading that you've done that you're just like, my hands are up, right?
We were in Indiana once, and this woman had her husband with her, and we were getting ready to do a reading, and he was going to stay there. And I told her, I said, are you sure you want him to stay? And she said, yeah, he knows everything. And I looked at her, I said, no, he doesn't. She said, you need to go. So she knew I knew.
Oh, I see. But that's exciting. And Pat, you do a lot of work with angelic energy. Can you explain to our listeners what exactly angelic energy is?
I can explain to listeners what angelic energy is to me.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. And that, I've always been led. And I've had spirit guides since the time I was a small child. And I will get messages, usually auditory, from this source. And I always say that the marker to determine whether you're doing good works or not is in the results. And so I see such positive messages coming forth that sometimes may not seem positive. Mm-hmm. And I tell people, if they get a message that they may not like, it's not to hurt their feelings.
Right.
It's so that they can either deal with it now or begin to prepare for what is to come. And I'll give you an example. I just gave someone I just read for. I had a young lady that came to me, and the first thing I saw was a man, and he had his hand on her shoulder, but he was looking away. And I told her, I said, you have a connection to a man who is not your man.
Oh.
He belongs to someone else.
Okay.
And she said, well, that's true, but is he going to leave his wife for me?
Oh.
And of course I hear no, and I see everything. I'm very visual.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm an astral projector. I can actually project into a location in time. And I told her, because I was there when the conversation took place between he and his wife, I said, no, he will never leave his wife because she knows and she doesn't care. I said, he's a very powerful man in your town, isn't he? And she said, yes. I said, he's an attorney, because I saw it, his law degree. And she said, yes. And I said, he is never going to leave. Now, this is the reason I mentioned this. Angels are not these, benevolent beings that just stay with us 24/7 and they guide us. They're soldiers.
Okay.
And so what I get, my experience, is there is a message that is delivered, and that's it. So the other three times that she came back to me in the same reading and asked the same question, spirit was gone. And it was up to me to deliver the message.
Okay.
Angelic energy does try to lead us.
Okay.
But it will not argue with us.
Mm-hmm.
We have free will. It is the difference. And if for those who read the Bible, if they read the Bible, they will know that the difference is the angels, do not have free will. They're soldiers. It's like the military. Okay. They're given orders.
They take direction.
Exactly. Okay. And they're very powerful beings. Mm-hmm. That's another thing that people have to, who encounter them regularly will tell you. It's a lot of energy, a lot of power. And so these are not like squish toys or bears.
Yeah.
You know, it's powerful in God, divine energy, and it's to be taken seriously. And so when you receive a message, at that point you've been delivered the information that you need to know. Yeah. Like with that girl, it was something she did not want to hear. And what I told her, because this is the end result of this, is that she would be in this relationship for another 5 to 7 years. And when she finally woke up, she would realize that she had missed her opportunity during that time to be with the true energy, the love that she should have been with.
Yeah.
In regards to angels, were they ever human form, or have they always been like a heavenly being or a being?
Their energy. Okay. Every from my experience, and people, I'm 60. From my experience in this field, from a small child, every time I connect in a truly meaningful way, it's all energy. So no, as far as the physical corporal body, we don't, you know, there's a saying that a soul occupies a body. A body, you know, a body is secondary to the soul. And so the true essence of who we are is energy. And the truest essence of angelic energy is energy.
Yeah, so. I just wondered if they had ever taken human form, or if we passed away, we could become an angel, or they were always angels, and we will never achieve that if we pass on.
It's in my understanding, they actually can occupy a human body. I mean, we forget that there is something called possession. But when we think of this, we always think of negative connotations.
Yeah. When you're reading someone or spending time with them, do you see attachments on them type thing? Or is it more of a spiritual, you know, you sense the spirit, sense the attachment
type? Let me ask, when you say attachment, are you talking human or inhuman?
Inhuman.
Okay.
I've heard it so often where psychics or mediums or that say, I see attachments on them.
But we don't understand that.
I don't understand that.
Okay. And this may be...
They're both like...
And
there you go.
Go ahead.
Okay. This may be why. Because people use it too often. In all of the years that I have been doing this, I have seen maybe three.
Okay.
And I will give you an example.
Okay.
I had a man come to me, and I did not want to read for him. But he sat down. We're at a, you know, somewhere like this, a convention. And I'm like, okay. He laid his money down. Of course, I never touch money. It's a weird thing. Sorry. You know, we're all different.
Yeah.
But anyway, he sits down, and all of a sudden, I mentioned I'm an astral projector. I'm actually somewhere else. And I see this man, and I see him in a trench coat. He always wore a trench coat outside, and it was a brown trench coat. He wore a fedora and was jacked to one side. And that man terrified me. And so I came back, and I said, who do you want to speak with? And he said, I want to speak with my grandfather. And I described him. And he said, yes, that's what he looked like in photographs. Then out of the blue, it's like my spirit guide put me in that man's room when he was a baby.
Oh,
and there's this massive energy. And way I see negative energy, what some people call demonic energy, is it's like a black hurricane of energy.
Okay.
The more powerful it is, the larger it is, right?
Yeah.
So I snap back. But when I snap back, it's like all of these photographs and all of these videos start going like this, boom, 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 boom,
wow,
right into my psyche.
Oh, my God.
And it was of women being tortured by his grandfather. He had the compulsion to hurt women in the most heinous. I mean, this was horrific. And I knew when the last one hit, I knew that he had murdered someone, a woman, had lived out this fantasy. And so this man's looking at me, and I lean over, and I give him his money back with one finger. I said, I'm sorry, I cannot read for you. I said, but know this, you have to find out who your grandfather is.
Yeah.
Because then you will understand why you want to hurt women. And I swear, his eyes flew open, he flew back. He was in shock. He didn't even take his money, he was in such shock. He stood up, and when that man turned around, it was there. I saw that swirling. It does exist, but it's rare.
Okay.
It's so rare.
And you should have seen her after this. When this happened, she's like, "Oh my God!"
There was so much in
I can imagine.
And it was horrific. I mean, the last one. I mean, can you imagine the scenes I saw from someone with this compulsion, and the fact that he was being oppressed by his grandfather? He was wanting. He was number one. I picked up that he was terrified to leave. The grandfather was terrified to cross. But he loved being attached to this man and starting to oppress him to the point where he was going to take it from wanting to do it to actually doing it.
Yeah.
Because if this would have been a normal man, believe me, I would have gotten a mouthful.
Yeah, right.
It was not that at all. It was, I've been caught, and I'm aware of this. Mm-hmm. I'm aware of my proclivities for this sort of action.
Jennifer, what do you think about spirit attachments, like non-human and human?
Well, I've never saw an inhuman attachment.
Okay.
I've saw human attachments, but not inhuman.
Okay. And
except through her.
Yeah, it's just interesting because we go to a lot of different like haunted investigations and things like that. We're always afraid something's going to follow us home or mm-hmm. something's going to attach to us. And how do we know if we have one, you know, because Joe might not just be acting right. And I just thinking he's having a hissy fit or whatever.
Well, yeah.
And, you know, you never know because we want to be cognizant of attachments and not bring one home. Mm-hmm. Right. You know, it's just.
Well, they do exist. And I'm sorry, I answered for human attachments.
Yeah. Either or.
I have had encounters with inhuman also. And one of the most frightening encounters I ever had was with inhuman attachments. And just to tell your listeners, you can usually, if you're aware and you have sensitivity, one of the first things that you will usually do is hear voices. And it will be in the left, towards the left. And it will sound like 1,000 different voices.
Oh, wow.
Which is interesting. Now,
that was in Bristol, wasn't it?
That was a totally different. But the one I'm talking about is when I left Whitesburg, Kentucky once after a gallery reading to 4:30 in the morning. And I was leaving and I saw, it looked like a hurricane. Remember I told you the more powerful? Mm-hmm. I'd never seen energy like that in my life, ever. And so I was terrified. And it's like, okay, don't see. Once you connect, you also start getting physically sick.
Yeah.
So thank goodness I had a bag in the floor. I know this is more information than you need, but that's another reason you'll know you've contacted that kind of energy. This was non-human. This thing had never been human. And I realized, and I'll tell you the backstory in a second, that, oh my, this is one of the fallen.
Wow.
I never, like I said, mm-hmm. it was like archangel energy, but in reverse.
Oh, okay.
And so I look back and it was gone. I was still physically ill. So I go down about five more miles and it's right in the middle of the road. It's right in my headlights.
Oh,
and
my
mm-hmm. I said to myself, if I go through this energy, I will die. Please, divine energy, intercede on my behalf. And all of a sudden, it was like a bolt of lightning. It was like I was gone. And I woke up miles away, driving.
God.
And I know to this day that my prayer had been answered.
Mm-hmm. She called me before she left. She said, if I don't call you in like 45 minutes, come looking for me.
Oh, my God.
And
that's a terrifying call to get.
It's
right?
Yeah. And the thing is, this is how I got myself in this predicament. I this young man online contacted me and said, I know your daughter, she's really sweet, I really loved her in high school, and I heard you're a psychic medium. What can you tell me about myself? I immediately saw the void, blacker than black, but then I saw a dragon's head come up, and it whipped back and forth, and it opened its mouth, and it screamed, and the inside of its mouth was yellow, its tongue was red, and it said, my name is Levaya. I don't say words of power, but that one.
Okay.
And when I told him what I saw, he said, it makes sense. My bed is on the sigil of that demon.
Okay.
Okay. Fast forward, he was the last person that I read for before I left.
Oh, okay.
Whitesburg, Kentucky.
Yeah.
He came out specifically for this, and all of a sudden, I had this energy on me. Now, this is what's insane. Every day for months, that young man talked to me every day. The next day, I never heard from him again.
Wow.
I wanted to save him,
yeah.
but I tried to do it by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I went to Spirit and I said, we can save this young man, because I saw him falling into the void.
Oh, really?
And I thought, I can do this, right? Yeah. I am not a spiritual warrior. I realize this now. Leave it alone. I went to Spirit. I got nothing. But I still wanted to help him,
mm-hmm.
to save him, because like Jennifer said, it's the thing that keeps us doing this, is to help people. So yes, so my short answer is yes. There are inhuman attachments that can happen.
what happens? I mean, I know you said you haven't speaking to them or that, but what happens after that? I mean, do they seek someone else out, or
where does that energy?
I mean, yeah.
Go?
I mean, do they like him particularly? I wonder if he. I mean, I don't know if you know or not, but I'm wondering if he seeks someone else out, or if he's trying to help, or if he's just living his life, and then you know what the end game is going
to
be.
This young man told me that he was exactly where he wanted to be.
Oh, okay.
Doing exactly what he wanted to do, mm-hmm. worshiping exactly really? What he wanted it to.
Wow.
Yeah, so
okay.
It was like, but still, when you encounter and you know that someone is a lost soul and you can see and connect mm-hmm. to that on a spiritual basis, that is horrifying.
Oh, yeah.
It's worse than seeing someone like me murdered, because once he fell, he would be in the void forever.
Mm-hmm. Do you think there's a, this is kind of a rabbit hole off, but do you think there's a particular part of the country that is more active in negative than others, or is it, do you think it's in pockets of, or, I don't know, like, Joe and I live in an area that seems to be a hot spot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think we're on a ley line.
You're on a ley line.
Yeah.
You are, through Toledo. Rosemary Ellen Golly mm-hmm. wrote the foreword to my first book.
Okay. Yeah.
And when we were talking one day, she said that West Virginia, Ohio, incredibly active mm-hmm. because, you know, of the Earth's grid. You're exactly right. And the thing is that we forget, it's not just negative energy
right,
that's
right.
unleashed, but we also have all this positive energy.
Yeah.
It's simply, you know, doorways.
Yeah, definitely. Talking about doorways, how do you feel about people who keep trying to open doorways? Like, what advice would you give to somebody who's like kind of new to the paranormal, or maybe experimenting with a Ouija board or spirit communication? And what would you recommend for somebody who doesn't know very much about it and may or may not be doing the right thing?
The first thing they need to do before you step out into the darkness is have a flashlight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And also a backup flashlight.
Yeah.
And a backup flashlight. Yeah. They need to know shielding and warding before they ever venture out. That's the first thing. When you are new at this and your energy is wide open, you are in the darkness and you are that flashlight. So anything, and I mean anything, is going to come in your direction. If you've learned to shield yourself, then you can put a barrier between you and that, so you're not as easily recognizable. Some people just go from I'm new to the paranormal to I am now a full-fledged demonologist mm-hmm. in
right.
2 weeks.
Yes.
Yeah. And also, when they start dragging that Ouija board out,
yeah.
they need to know that Ouija board is powerful.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
if they don't know how to use it, they're drawing that right to them.
Oh, yeah. 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 So, we've talked about that a lot. And
yeah.
it's strange because, like we mentioned before, the Ouija board is just basically a toy that is made. But there's so much potential for bad energy to come through. For some reason, it chooses the Ouija board or that. Because if you think about, we go into the ghost, you know, hunts and that, and we're always calling spirit to come at us, you know, come talk to us, talk in this recorder and all that, but for some reason the Ouija boards just stick out,
yeah.
you know. And
I think part of that is my grandmother was a really powerful psychic and medium, and her tool of choice was what they used to call the spirit board, which is the Ouija board.
Yeah.
It's a tool, but you mentioned it's a toy. Yes, it's a toy. It's on the bottom shelf if you go into,
yeah.
you know, you used to
and
go
you
into
Kmart.
And
you can be 8 years old.
And you can, yeah, you can be 8 years old. So we're talking about, think about it. We have 16-year-olds who have more energy around them than we do at any other time, mm-hmm. 14, 15, 13, you know, during that time when we're going from children into adolescence into adulthood. It all converges right there, right?
Yeah.
And so you've got that. Then you've got how many boards are out there?
And how many people are putting energy into the
exactly.
boards?
Exactly, yeah.
And that's a good point. It could even be an accumulative effect. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really interesting.
Yeah, because we've talked about that before, where a particular place, like, you know, you get your ledges and your bridges and stuff, there could be nothing. I mean, nothing ever happened at that bridge, but you get enough people say it does, you're almost building like a bridge tulpa.
I like
you
that.
Know?
Mm-hmm.
And with the boards, look, let's get together and let's summon these.
And
you know?
It's happened for years upon years
yeah.
upon years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So naturally, they've got the energy.
Yeah.
I like to go down rabbit holes. So we'll be on one topic and we'll go to the other.
I love it. I love it.
Have you ever had the spirit of a famous person try to contact you?
No.
People, besides us, right? No.
Honestly, okay? Yeah. When I am contacting someone from the other side, if they are the daughter of a famous star, then guess what? The famous star is going to step forward.
Right, right, mm-hmm. right.
But
so it has to be like a connect.
It's just yeah. I don't sit around saying, okay, Humphrey Bogart, come on.
Right, right.
See
yeah.
what I'm saying? Yeah. The way I approach it is much more practical.
Mm-hmm. Well, we did do some investigating and some readings in the Star Museum where all kinds of movie star figurines mm-hmm. and stuff are there.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't really pick those up, did
well,
we
weren't pulling. I wasn't yeah. asking. I will tell you a story about that, though. Nancy Lewis, she's an older woman. She was at this particular museum with her sister. And I was doing a gallery reading there. And all of a sudden, she said the room started to dim. And in the background, it's like a spotlight came on. And it came right down on, yes, a stuffed Miss Piggy.
Oh.
Wait. What's really cool about that
yeah.
is they were there to find out more about their sister. Both of them saw this. Both of them, her sweet little nickname was Miss Piggy. That's what they called her, okay? The one that who had passed. And Nancy looked over at her sister and she said, she's really here, isn't she?
See,
but,
right.
yeah.
But yes, that's the famous energy.
Yeah.
yeah.
But it was through them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you come to, did you have a question?
No, I was just going to say, we always, people that talk to us and talk about psychics and mediums, they talk about that as like famous people. They ever, it's like, but did they know that person?
Yeah. Right.
You know, we were talking about like it last night in the kitchen over here, and it's like, why would Mickey Rooney or Elvis or someone come to this psychic medium when they don't know that person?
Now, the reason that they might do that, and it's a might, mm-hmm. they might do that is to deliver a message, and
yeah.
you just happen to be the only voice around that they could use.
Okay.
But it has to be a meaningful message.
Yeah.
Would you make the effort? Unless you had something to say
right.
to get back,
yeah.
right? So, in something like that, usually.
I just wonder if, like, you know, when you come to conventions like this, people ask, would you contact Elvis for me? Like, No.
Actually, they're always wanting to know about their Aunt Marm or
yeah.
the people that have populated their life. And
yeah.
they feel in such a strong and emotional way their absence, and they want that final goodbye. Or that final contact.
Yeah.
My people want to know about their love life.
Yeah. She is, for everybody out there, she is the love.
Can we talk?
She is the one. She is the love guru. Jennifer.
Yes, send some my way. Jennifer. Jennifer sends some Jennifer's. Like,
that kind of matches in a way, though, because if you ask about my love life, all you see is darkness.
So
the void of nothingness.
Mom says, go to church and find a nice girl.
During your time of talking to someone, has that person's past life ever came to them?
Oh, I am so glad you asked.
Hey, good question, Joey. You got a good one.
Yes.
Okay.
It's amazing. It's one of the gifts I have. My dear friend Jennifer's ability to look into the heart is peerless, but one of the gifts I have is to be able to connect with someone and often see their past life. And I mentioned earlier, before the interview with you all, that I am actually taking classes so that I can do past life regressions through hypnosis. But one, and we talked about, I connected with this woman, and she had a fear of drowning. She was terrified of the water. And so this happened recently, so it's kind of top of mind.
Okay.
And I told her what her name was. I saw her name. I told her that she was working during the Second World War as a volunteer on a medical ship. I saw the ship. I saw the old-fashioned white circle with the old-fashioned, you know, Red Cross symbol. I told her that the reason she always saw herself in darkness is that she was inside the ship, that the ship went down in 5 minutes, and she died very, very quickly. Wow. We were able to go back and look at records that they provide online. And the English are very good record keepers. So we found her name first. We found the fact that she was an assistant on a medical ship, a Red Cross ship, in the Sea of Japan, which I'd seen in Oriental Sea. And she was torpedoed, her ship, by the Germans. She went down in 5 minutes. Wow. Everyone died on board.
Oh, my gosh.
So, The thing that I found fascinating besides connecting with that was the fact that she no longer, after that session, after us speaking, she no longer had a fear of drowning.
Oh, okay.
And I saw the power in that, and I said, that's it. I'm going to get this training. So that it's one thing for me to be able to tell you that, but it's another for me to be able to regress you back to the time where you actually connect with your own memories.
Yeah.
That's incredible. Maybe that's why I have fear of bridges, Joe.
Possibly.
hate bridges. Oh, I will not drive over a bridge.
Well, you know, there was Parkersburg, West Virginia.
Yeah.
Do you remember Mothman and the Silver Bridge collapse? Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, definitely. Like every year we have to go to Michigan Paracon. You have to go over the 5-mile bridge, right? And I'm like this the whole time. Just let me know when it's over.
The whole time I'm like, look at this. Look at this. Look, we're 200 feet up. Look at
that.
No. I should have said Point Pleasant, West Virginia. I don't want somebody calling in. Yeah, Point Pleasant.
But just tell me a little bit about this love connection, Jennifer. I want to know how do I connect? How do I find
some love? Oh, here we go. Here we go.
I don't know how to tell you how to find them, but usually when they come and, you know, ask questions and stuff, I just get the answer. I don't know.
Yeah.
It just comes there.
Through.
It just
now,
comes through.
Do you see who this person is going to be, or do you see, like, the type of person they're
going to
be?
The type of person.
Okay.
Like, I can't say you're going to marry John Jones.
Okay. Yeah, but you see, like, a specific mate for that person.
And, you know, about a timeline on when they're going to meet this person, mm-hmm. and, you know, that kind of thing.
Cool. And do you think, like, souls reconnect throughout your different lives?
I think they do.
Yeah.
So,
like, you might have a love in one life, and then the next life they come back as something else. Like, this is my love, but next life this is my dog, and we're in love, but we were connected before.
Oh no, I don't think that. I think that sometimes we don't find our partner. I think things happen. The earth's so big now, and you know, we're traveling and stuff. I think sometimes we miss.
Yeah.
They're soulmate in one life, but we found them again in the next. But I think the whole time you're searching for them.
Yeah.
That time where you're walking down the street or in the mall or something, and someone passes you, and you get that feeling. You're like, wait a minute. You know, you never know.
Right. You never know.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I like to mention, too, like when I work with energy, it's human energy is at a different vibrational level than animal energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not better or worse, it's just a
just
different vibration.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I personally do not feel that we enter
okay.
swap.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, you know,
so you don't get
dog.
To come back as somebody's dog.
Yeah.
I hope not. Come back as a rabbit. No.
Okay, so I know I understood you mentioned that you read tea leaves and mm-hmm. coffee grounds. I mean, we don't need to get into the full aspect of it, but kind of tell our listener a little bit about that, you know, because I don't even know anything about
that. When you're reading them, there's like, you have to look into them and see.
Mm-hmm.
There you'll see symbols, you
okay.
know,
okay.
different things. And you just, whatever, your spirit guide will tell you what that means.
Okay.
And, but each person's will be different. And you just swish it around and it comes up on the sides and, you know, you'll see different
okay.
visions in the cup.
Oh,
do we have more than one spirit guide, or do we have multiple spirit guides?
You can have multiple spirit
okay.
guides. And here's something that I have found interesting. The higher, and I know we're talking hippie speak here,
right.
but when we talk about, I love it too. But
well, the weirder the better, right?
But this whole idea of vibrational levels, mm-hmm. and as you yourself go to higher vibrational levels, for instance, you become a better person. You know, you can feel yourself, mm-hmm. you know, becoming, so to speak. You're at a different vibrational level. And so as you go up, of course, there are different lessons to, you know, to learn from different types of energies. So at one point, you may have an ancestral energy, you know, to those who really culminate in true enlightenment in their lifetimes. And then you're going to have what we call an ascended master, who will lead you, like Buddha or Jesus or one of the, which is super, super, super rare. Those people are the ones that are going to be crossing over, and they probably won't have to come back.
Okay.
Because they've reached that point of enlightenment when they are so connected to God and have done, you know, lived so many lifetimes, done so many things, positive things, and learned their lessons, so that now they can just go back. They have hit nirvana.
Yeah.
That's yeah. cool. Because I always wonder, because, like, you know, like, would you have, like, just one main guy, spirit guide that guides you? Or can you call upon different people or your ancestors who have passed away to help guide you for different situations, you know?
You absolutely, unless they have chosen to cross over, we usually have those that were closest to us, available to us, if you will, for when we cross. There's an old saying that the two most crowded places for a medium is the hospital room where someone is being born, because you're there to welcome that energy back, and a hospital room where one is passing so that you can welcome them over.
Oh, that's interesting. So. Now, does that overwhelm you if you go into a hospital space or a nursing home or some place that has that, you know?
I had an incident. My aunt was passing away, and she hadn't spoke in like 2 weeks, and they had the music playing behind her head. And, you know, she was just laying there, and everybody was in the room just talking, you know, waiting for her to pass. And she looks over at me. She hadn't said anything in over 2 weeks, and she said, "You see her too, don't you, Jen?" She called me out right in front of everybody.
So
the room goes dead silent, and everybody's looking at me, and I have to tell her the truth.
Yeah.
You know, yes, Annabelle, I see her too. You
know?
Yeah.
And so I was like, "Guys, I gotta go," you know. My mom follows me to the car. Who was in there? So, you know, I have to tell my mom. And she said, I thought so.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was awesome.
So our loved ones come and greet us when it's time to transition into the next life, so they come to help us?
Yes.
Move on? Okay.
Yes. And it often happens months even before you'll pass. You may get a visitation, a dream. You may actually see one, and they may deliver a message like soon.
Yeah.
Or, you know, just smile at you and let you know that as you process through this, that you're not alone. And I can tell you, too, you ask about going into somewhere like that. For someone like me, it's like this. You do put the shield up, but you feel it's the energy.
Yeah.
And most of us can feel that.
Yeah.
You know, but yes, for someone like me, I always try to shield before I enter somewhere like that.
Because my mom was in a rehab center. She fell and broke her hip. And off of this rehab center is this abandoned nursing home type building. And the one day I'm walking in there and the doors were open. It's like inside the building and the door was open. I was like, ooh.
You felt that energy.
I'm like, hurry up, elevator, hurry up.
You felt the energy and you pulled yourself away.
Yeah.
Lots of times.
Yeah, it was just overwhelming, you know. Yeah.
Lots of times when people are about to pass over and they're laying in the hospital bed, I've heard so many stories of people telling their people that are there, like, let's say grandpa's about ready to go, he'll say stories like, "I gotta pack up the suitcase," or "I've gotta get ready to go," or
"Uncle Charlie's waiting
driving
for me."
There's always, to me, it seems like there's always somewhere that they have to be, and they're getting ready to go there, but it's not where they're telling us. It's, you know, and they're always saying, "I have to pack, I have to do this, or I have to do that."
We heard that a lot from people in hospice. Mm-hmm. The patients say, "I've got to get going now."
Do I have time to tell
one
more? Oh, heck
Okay, this is about my mother's passing.
Okay.
She was laying there, and she'd started going into that light coma, you know, before heavy coma comes. And she's still able to talk. And all of a sudden she says, "Pat," she said, "I see death at the door."
Oh.
Well, being who I am, I turn towards the door and I start to try to go into trance. And then all of a sudden she says, 3 o'clock tomorrow.
Oh.
And I said, what happens at 3 o'clock tomorrow, Mom? And she said, well, I die, Pat. And I said, well, who told you that? And she said, well, God did. So the next morning, of course, I'm there all night.
Yeah.
And we kept her at her home because that's how she wanted to pass.
Yeah.
So I'm on the couch and I swing those legs over. It's about 7 in the morning and I'm focused. I am like as focused as I've ever been because my question, of course, I'm not verbalizing, but
yeah.
now she's
yeah.
in a deep coma. So I'm focused and I'm like, oh my God, I can't tell if my mother, and I choke up every time.
Yeah.
I can't tell if my mother is in pain.
Yeah.
How do I know
yeah.
she's in pain? All of a sudden, my mother, and these were her last words, she said, no pain, Pat. And I said, no pain, Mom? She said, no pain. And the next day at 3 o'clock, she had been in the process of passing,
yeah.
and she just let go.
It's amazing that, you know, there you go to at peace with it, right? Like, it's okay,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then to know that you're going to pass, mm-hmm. right? Most people don't. Aren't able to verbalize that, you know.
Well,
that's incredible.
With my situation, with my best friend that passed away, like a week before, she kept bugging me, and I was already in a irritated state for that week or what. I don't know why. Who knows, you know? But she kept saying, you know, like I get online right away. Joey, hi. And I'm like, leave me alone, you know. And I wonder if she knew that she was going to pass. And
I don't know, though.
Yeah, you don't.
You
know,
because it was just a strange situation mm-hmm. how it happened.
I'm going to tell you this because it's interesting you bring that up, because we prefer not to see things. We
yeah.
do. Sometimes ignorance truly is bliss. So my mother is down to, she's almost 6 feet tall.
Uh-huh.
We come from tall people. I'm
okay.
short. So is that other one. But anyway, she's down to like 78, 76 pounds. She tried to stay on the earth as long as she could.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm sitting there and I am not seeing her, people. Let me tell you, I mean, to me, she did not look like this. And I see, it was a scene right out of Beetlejuice. Remember that movie?
Yeah.
The Book of Dying?
Yeah.
So I'm convinced that I'm going to keep her by force of my will for another year or so, you know. And I see this blue book. Pick it up, and I kid you not, Hospice Guide to Dying.
Oh, geez.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm reading it. It's spirit. I'm telling you, spirit leads us, right?
Yeah.
I'm reading it, and I read all of the steps. And I'm like, oh my gosh, she's at like 9. And I closed the book, and for the first time, I saw my mother.
Wow.
And I realized, because I took care of her.
Yeah.
And I realized that she is leaving. I can sit there and I can hold on to her till she's 70 pounds, but she is going to leave.
Yeah.
You
wow.
know?
Incredible.
It's just, yeah. I think that they, honestly, towards the end, they do know.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an experience I had with Jen's father. He passed just recently.
Which one?
Oh, my gosh. He passed just recently.
We're making a crystal purchase right online.
Sorry, they're packing up.
Yeah. No, that's fine.
It's fine. We can add it. That one's sparkly.
This one?
That one.
This one?
This is a little more, but it's kind of nice.
I like this one.
Yeah.
Y'all can edit, right?
Oh, yeah.
Take the space
yeah.
out.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Give me a second, then. This is life-changing.
Yeah, really. She's got some major.
I love.
How are they?
Oh, my God. For me, it's this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So interesting.
Anyway.
Is it
I have the
clear
best
quartz?
Husband. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I just love that there's something about this one.
Yeah. It's calling to you.
That's the one that I pointed to.
Gee, I thought you pointed to that one. No? Okay. Anyway.
It's got a new toy.
I love my husband.
Remember we looked at that yesterday?
Yes, and I wanted it. Okay.
Incredible.
Where was
so,
it?
Oh, well. So anyways, we were just...
Yeah, we were just talking
he
about people
talking
that
about
know...
when my dad passed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So Jennifer had been at his bedside off and on for weeks. And, we were in his room, and I go into trance.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very old-fashioned type of mediumship that you'll see from the turn of the last
mm-hmm.
century, when spiritualism
yeah.
was around, you know, late Victorian, Edwardian. But anyway, And I was in that trance, and I looked up, and I saw the lights in the hallway dim, and then they came back on. And I looked over, and we went into the hallway, and I said, Jen, I said, death's here. Mm-hmm. Death has come, and it's going to be soon. So a friend of ours who is a nurse came up and said, oh, he's got days yet.
And I already knew better.
She's close to him. Mm-hmm. And I told Jen, I said, Jen, he doesn't have long. And so even though the medical community, was standing there and saying, well, he's got this marker and this marker, he's got days. Jen knew she was with him at 4 a.m. that night when he passed. And she tried to get her brother to stay.
I tried to get my brother to stay.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, they said, he's got days. Yeah. I said, Jeff, if you leave, you'll never see him again.
Yeah.
Not alive. But he did.
Mm-hmm.
At the end, we all know, and we're all preparing, and we all just, we're not interested in this. We're interested in what is to come, because it's so much more beautiful than what we have.
That's life's greatest mystery, isn't it?
May I?
Yeah.
One more.
Yeah,
because I think it's important for your listeners, and then I promise. But it's this whole idea of suicide. I've had so many parents and loved ones come to me and to connect with someone who had crossed over via suicide. They're not in some awful place. They're where everyone else is. Now, that's not to say that you don't have a path that you were supposed to walk. And if you fail to walk that path, you will have many of the things that haunted you in this lifetime you'll have to deal with in the next. So that is something to consider. It's not an out. It's not, but God does not punish you. It's simply the lessons that you have to learn.
That's a good message, because I think, especially in the paranormal field, there's a lot of people who focus on death and dying and have had people, and in all walks of life, been touched by people who commit suicide. And, the pain for us continues because their pain, they think it's the way out to end the pain, right? Mm-hmm. So, but we're the ones left.
Yeah.
Still dealing with it.
But the loved ones are the ones that
the
hurt
guilt
more.
And so we have to know that there is love on the other side.
Well, and don't forget, going back to the Bible, and by the way, I'm a universalist. I believe that, there are many paths, but I know in our area especially that is a very, very special book. Remember, it says that we are to cry when someone is born and to celebrate when they pass.
Okay. I never heard that.
I am paraphrasing.
Okay,
it's fine.
Paraphrasing.
Yeah, because you didn't go into thou art child.
No. Yeah, I can't read that.
We're actually, my daughter passed last year as well.
Oh,
and the 14th, she'll be gone a year.
Wow.
And we're doing a celebration of her life that day.
That's important.
Yes.
Well, thank you for sharing that. That's okay. Now we're not talked up.
She's such a sweetie.
With that, we should say goodbye.
Yes, we really appreciate it.
Thank you all for having us.
Yes, coming and sharing your knowledge with us and our listeners, because it's important, and that's what's great about coming to conventions. You meet new people, and you learn. You're not just here to shop or visit or meet celebrities. You're here to learn. And what a better place than to come to a convention with like-minded people.
And you get such cool new friends like you do. Thank you.
Yes, definitely.
And they got the coolest stuff to buy.
Thank you. But.
And everybody, go up on fullmooncaravan.com. Check out their website. I looked at it. It is awesome.
And we'll put links in the show notes to you guys, to your web pages or whatever you have.
Yeah.
And
thank you for stopping by.
Yes, we appreciate
you. Thank you, guys.
And have a great one, and we'll see you at the next convention.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Right, appreciate it. That was cool. So anyways, what a nice...
They're so much fun.
Nice ladies. It's funny because Joe and I run into a lot of people at these conventions. We meet a lot of the vendors because you're sitting next to them. You're, bonding because maybe you go to a convention and there's nobody there but the vendors.
Yeah, there's every once in a while there's a chance for us to get good interviews because no one shows up at all. And, sometimes you go to these conventions and you find out that the vendors are the only people there.
You win some, you lose some, right? Well, we lose some money. But anyways.
I'm not bitter at all.
No, not at
that
all.
It wasn't promoted, right? And he had a world famous person on his Facebook page that wasn't even there.
Yeah.
and 40 speakers that turned out to be 4 or 6.
But if you come to our convention, for sure you're going to have a great time.
Yeah,
right?
And we got some great interviews. You've heard them all. This is the last one that we got from that show. So you get to hear us babble for the next couple weeks.
Yeah, that's exciting. I want to talk just a minute to our listeners about something important.
Okay.
All right. No, we really, really want y'all to come out to our Toledo Bigfoot and Paranormal Conference in October. Joe and I are putting on this event. This is our event. We're doing everything. We're not just like, you know, figureheads of this. We are in the thick of it. We are producing the whole thing. We are
getting the vendors.
We're
making
doing
the posters.
It's our thing, right? Right.
Advertising.
Right.
So that people show up.
Right, exactly. But no, we think it's going to be a really fun and exciting conference convention. Yeah. And we want you all to come out and just know that it's a family friendly event.
Logo show. $10.
Only
$10
to get in. We will definitely, you know, keep you guys posted on our Facebook page and all our social media and on the show here. But I think it'll be really, really fun. So, like, we have a nice lineup of speakers.
An unbelievable lineup of speakers.
So I'm getting
so many people saying, "You got Ken Gerhard?" And we're like, yes. "He came to us."
Yeah, right. But no, honestly, Ken is amazing. I don't know if you guys have ever heard
friends
him.
With Nick Redford, by the way.
Yeah,
but
you know, you've seen him. He's been on A&E, he's been on Travel Channel, History Channel. He's traveled the world. He has put in the time and effort, and his speech is really amazing. You guys are going to learn a lot about just the world of cryptids and
he's
Bigfoot and
top of the line. I mean, he is the
and
top,
a nice person too.
Yeah.
Right,
you he'll talk to you. He won't just do his speech and then walk out. If you want to talk to him, he'll be at his table and he'll talk to you.
And then we have other fantastic speakers too. We have Don Allison, who wrote "I Met a Ghost at Gettysburg." Yeah. He's is a journalist out of Ohio here, so you know he's Ohioan.
Yeah.
And he's incredible because you know the research that he's done in the books that he has written have this backstory of this one book he wrote called Hell on Belle Isle.
Yeah.
Incredible story. So if you guys make sure you save up your coins so you can buy some books at the convention from these speakers and all the other vendors. And then we have Chetan Noir, who is going to share a little bit about local legends. So Lake Erie area, you know, the tri-state area, some into
like
Wisconsin.
Like the Great Lakes.
Yeah, the Great
monsters
Lakes.
And
monsters.
Legends and lore.
And
lure? Fishing lures.
Lures and lore. That's that's my new book. And then we have Steve Ward.
The fabulous Steve Ward.
The King of Weird. The Wizard of Weird, Steve Ward. He will amaze you with his t-shirts.
I tell you what.
I hopefully he changes his t-shirt like 27 times during the convention.
If
he's
anybody can
for
count how many times he changes you t-shirts, I will give you one of each of our stickers.
That's awesome.
I'll have to figure that out. I don't.
Yeah, that's so cool.
I'll have to pay attention to how many shirts he has. But hey, make it up. Tell me, and I'll give you some stickers.
Yeah. And then, you know, we're going to have a lot of the local teams around the area will be there. So if you are interested in Bigfoot, but then you also are interested in the paranormal, we're going to have a lot of the ghost groups around who are going to be able to answer your questions. You know, if you are having activity in your house and you need help and you're in the northwestern Ohio area, that you're going to have plenty of resources there to, mm-hmm. you know, help you out, answer your questions, or, you know, just learn about their groups, which is
going to be amazing
because we have a lot of people in this area who have been doing it for a long time.
Yeah. Very experienced, very smart,
and kind of
very
cute.
Approachable.
They're all cute, all of them.
That's the big thing. And we mentioned it so many times on the show because we go to a lot of conventions, but it's a place for you to come to talk to people about the weird stuff that lots of times you can't talk about. So come on out.
Like your coworkers at work don't want to hear about you seeing, you know, a chupacabra run through your yard or a shadow figure standing in the hall, but you can come here.
So come on out and see us, talk to us, talk to all the vendors, and Thanks for listening this week.
But we appreciate everybody supporting the show. If you can, you know, share our show. We post it out on social media or share our Facebook page. I mean, we don't ask for much from you, but we would love.
I ask for a lot.
Joe does.
Share the dang show.
He's very needy.
Share the show.
He's super needy. And all you ladies just need to, like, shower him with presents and gifts and fur coats. And okay, wrap it up, Joe. Wrap it up.
All right. Well, thanks for listening this week. Hope you really enjoyed the interview. Coming up next week, we are going to talk about Dog Lady Island in Monroe, Michigan.
It is so eerie.
It's not an eerie. It's in Monroe.
Goodbye, Joe.
Goodbye.